Hey Ches, five. Hey, Perek Hey, Posuk Ches. Shira Shira, Perek Hey, Posuk Ches. Hishpati Eschem. I make you swear. In other words, I'm exacting a shvuah from you. Benois Yerushalayim, daughters of Yerushalayim, which usually means the Umas Ha'olam, we'll see. The nations of Timsu Es Doidi. When you find my beloved, Matagidoloi, what should you say to him? Shecholas Ahava Oni. I'm sick with the sickness of love.
Lovesick.
He translates this, I am lovesick for him. That's what he says, lovesick. So let's see Rashi.
She's talking to the other nations?
Well, let's see. Let's see what Rashi says. Why should I say? Shpati Eschem Ho'umois, nations. Anshe Nebuchadnezzar, Shera'isem, Bachananim, Mishol, Vazario, Moisrim, Atzma, Likip, Shero Eish. You nations, the people of Nebuchadnezzar, who saw Chananim, Chananya, Mishol, Vazario, giving their lives, going into the Kivshon Ha'esh, rather than to go against the Torah, to bow down to Avodah Zorah and so forth. That's Daniel Goyvaroyus and Daniel that they put into the lion's den. Al imke hatfila, because of prayer. Valdeira shel Mordechai b'mei Haman, and the generation of Mordechai b'mei Haman.
So who's talking?
In other words,
to
what? No, the Klal Yisrael is speaking to the Umas Ha'olam. The Umas Ha'olam.
So why is it saying Bnei Yerushalayim?
What? Bnei Yerushalayim refers to the Umos. Let's see Rashi, if there's a Rashi on Bnei Yerushalayim. No, there isn't, but he says that many places. Bnei Yerushalayim, in here when you talk about Bnei Yerushalayim, I think the reason is because eventually they will all be gathered together in Yerushalayim when Mashiach comes. So he refers to the Umos in that context of Bnei Yerushalayim. In other words, you people who are eventually going to be gathered into Yerushalayim. I'm not sure exactly why, but that's what it means. So, and it speaks about who? The people who saw the Klal Yisrael. You saw the Mesiras Nefesh of Hanani Mishol Vazario. You saw Daniel Begoivar Arayas, and not to be. You saw the Dor of Mordechai in the times of Homon. You saw Klal Yisrael. You saw how they did Tshuva. You saw how they were Moisa Nefesh. You have an experience with the indomitable spirit of the Jewish people. Im Timsu Es Doidi, Lo Osud Lo V'Leyim Hadin, Shevukash Mikem L'Hoyed Olai. Aha. So he says, what does it mean, Im Timsu Es Doidi? Lo Osud Lo V'Leyim, in the future, when the day of judgment comes, so that they're going to, you'll be requested to testify on us. In other words, Nebuchadnezzar's people saw Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria going into the Kibshon Ha'esh. The Goyim saw what happened in the door of Homon. They saw Daniel. So it says, I want you, you should testify what? They'll present their witnesses and they will be vindicated. They'll win and din. Matakidoloi, what should you say to him? Shetoidu olai shebishvil ahavosoi cholisi biyisurim koshim beinechem. You, Umas Ha'olam, I want you to come, lo'osid lovi, when the judgment day will finally come in the future of Klal Yisroel, I want you to say Eidus. What's the Eidus you're going to say? Shecholas ahava oni, that I suffered yisurim, cholisi yisurim, I got sick with yisurim koshim, very harsh yisurim, from you. In other words, you people inflicted it, and you should come and testify that all of this happened. Why? B'shebishvil avosei, because of my love for him. Hanan mishov azaria, rather than to do avodah zorah, rather than to they went to a Kibshon Ha'esh. They gave their lives. People were meisa nefesh for throughout the deiros for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without fear, without hesitation, without anything. You people who witnessed this greatness of Klal Yisrael, you're going to come and to be made. I want you to come to be made shecholas av oni, that the chola, not as we translated that I'm lovesick, but that the chola that I suffered the yisurim shecholisi b'shvil havosei cholisi b'yisurim. Why did I suffer so much with yisurim koshim? Is because I loved Hashem and I refused to go against him. Yovan Nebuchadnezzar v'yoed, Yovan el Alifas v'soifar, v'chol nevi'i ha'umais, all the nevi'i ha'umais shekam and be made, v'yoidu alai shekiyamti es ha'Torah. I want the Umas HaOlam to be made to Hashem that I kept the Torah under the worst conditions. And even though you people threatened my life and whatever you may have done to me, we still remained loyal to the Torah. And anything that we suffered at your hands, it was Cholas Ahava, the suffering based on love, because of the love that we have for Hashem. Yes, what?
What's happening? What's going on here?
What's going on?
How about the nation that...
You mean, why does Klal Yisrael need the Umos HaOlam to be made?
There's a couple more parts. There's the first, the Daniel and the Panagia, all the suffering they went through. And then there's the other aspect of the torture that they're going...
Good, so but why? What's your question?
I just want to know what he's telling us. I don't know.
Well, he seems to be saying, this Pasuk seems, Rashi is learning this Pasuk, that the Klal Yisrael is saying to the Umos HaOlam, you guys, when the day, final day of judgment comes, and the world's going to be judged, and the decisions of who's going to be where and what, and what's going to happen, I need you to come to my...
Also asking the government to come to our defense.
What? Come to my defense?
Because they're going to say, oh, you did all this stuff to us, and so you have to give an accounting for it.
No, that's not. I want you to tell him, Shecholas Ahava Oni.
Why would the government want to do that?
What?
Why would they want to do that?
Well, when it comes to the point when the world comes to realize that Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod Voy Hashem LaMelech Al Kol HaOretz, at that point they're going to want to do, because truth will reign supreme.
They're doing that for themselves.
They'll do it out of truth. There's a beautiful shmuz the Rosh Yeshiva said, and we saw it also from the Briska Rav, said the same thing. That it says, the Gemara says that Osid Lovoy, the Goyim are going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, well, we made many bridges, we made many buildings, we made this, we did this. We all did it only b'shvil Yisrael she'esasku b'Torah, only for Klal Yisrael that they should be able to learn. So it says that the answer they're told is true, but you did it, but that wasn't your kavana. Your kavana was to hurt us. Your kavana was all the negative things, and certainly not b'shvil Yisrael she'esasku b'Torah that Klal Yisrael should be able to learn. So they asked the Kasha, the Briska Rav and the Reshiva, both, you know, unbeknownst one to another. So they said, how could they say such a thing? It's so obvious. They say, we did all this Mishul HaSoshis, ask what they're standing in the Olam HaEmes. And who? Hitler's going to say, I did it all for the Jewish people. Mele, what he says he did for the world, to cleanse the world of this, whatever he had, this thing, you know. Oh, but to say he did it for the Jewish people, it's Meshuggah. They say, when they both said like this, that in the Olam HaEmes, it'll be so clear what the tachlis of the world is, and what everything is, that they'll see everything Mitaka did was for the Jewish people, she'esasku b'Torah, so that their claim will be born out of the ultimate reality. The reality will be so clear to them that they won't be taken to task for that. It's not ridiculous what they're saying. That's the blatant reality. It's the shining reality. You can't miss it over there.
So you know what I heard?
So well, let me just finish. So the same thing over here. We're asking the Umos HaOlam at that time when it'll be the final judgment, whatever that is, the Umos HaOlam will see already. Hoy Hashem LaMelech Al Kol HaOretz Ve'Yomu Yehashem Echod Ushmo Echod V'Sim Lochat Hashem LoAdecha Al Kol Ma'asecho. All the stuff that we say in Oleinu, and all of this will be Makuyim. At that point, they'll be ready to say truth. But the question that I thought you were asking is something else. Why do we need them? I don't understand. What we need? First of all, we need defense. That's our best defense. And Hashem knows what happened. And why don't you have the people themselves come and claim, hey, we gave up our lives, we did this, we did that, we did it because we love Hashem. Umos HaOlam should come and be made, Shechol HaSahava Oni, Shecholisi, Shetoid Olai B'Shvil, Avos Shecholisi B'Yisur.
It's better when you have someone else.
Well, there's such someone else. Who? Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar should come be made. He's posel aibus. Nebuchadnezzar. What are we talking about? So I think maybe the pshat is like this. Yeah. When the goyim are made, it has one dimension that Klal Yisrael themselves couldn't say about themselves. If the goyim can be made, it means that love was so clear and was so blatantly expressed that even the goyim realized it. If Nebuchadnezzar or his men, it says, I don't know who, will come and say, you know, when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah went into the Kibshon HaEish, rather than to bow down to Avi Zorah, rather than to be affected by what we wanted them to do. So we saw that it was only out of love for Hashem. That love was so powerful that they just they did it. In other words, you could do it out of fear, you could do it out of duty, you could do it out of many, but they did it out of love. Just love. That love was blatantly obvious. That's something that the Ummah Sa'ilam can be made. In other words, if the love is obvious enough that the Goyim can understand that, that's already a different kind of an edus. In other words, so if Nebuchadnezzar can come and say, hey, you know, I saw the love that they had. But then I think you see something else too. You see something else too, that without love, a person can't really do these things. Fear is not enough. Because when fear comes in conflict with fear, I'm afraid of losing my life. I'm afraid of Hashem. I'm afraid of my life. It's a battle. But when there's love there, it's a different story. So it's a thing. And they saw this could only emanate from a deep love of Hashem. Right, let's move on to the next post. We want to try to do a few psukim a day.
In the context of the story, when the first Hashem knocks on the door, and then she doesn't open and runs away. So at what point is, what part of the story is this? He goes somewhere else. Where does he go?
Well, no. I guess what happened is, remember, post Zion, the pshat that we learned was, Rashi learned, Mitzuni Hashemrim, the Shemrim found me, Hikuni Tzuuni, they stripped me of my ornaments and they beat me and they hit me.
This is the
me.
Husband, this is the guy.
No, the Shemrim, when he ran away.
Right.
And then she ran out after him and she was beaten up.
Oh, she ran, she actually...
That's right, so the Klal Yisrael then wanted to respond, but it was too late. Once they were so negative... And even though they changed their mind after they saw Davi Shalach Yodim in Achor,
so the lady got beaten up.
But she got beaten up. So now the Klal Yisrael says, Rashi doesn't even bother to do with the Moshel over here for some reason.
Well, the pasuk is not talking about a Moshel. It's talking about Bnei Yerushalayim. How is that?
What? No. There's always a Moshel. So I don't know. Whatever it is. But Rashi is that's not the Iker. Is he's saying this is what it's referring to? So now these Ummah Sa'ilim have beat us up. Now we're telling them, come, we want you, you beat us up, fine. Now we want you to, but we want one thing out of you.
You mentioned that I have the love, meaning if you meet the Hashem,
right,
or the husband.
And we make you swear, in other words, we ask one thing of you. Yeah? Okay. So now the Ummah Sa'ilim is fine. Let's
heard?
Do one more, please, let's do one more, what?
You know, I heard that, like, Roy Miller was saying that one, that you see Hashem through the Nisim of history. And he said that it's a nace that Hitler didn't let the Jews assimilate to save their lives, because otherwise everyone would have assimilated, because they were already assimilating.
No question. Germany was almost finished. And it was interesting. The Nuremberg laws were all mida keneged mida on everything. They did.
Right.
They changed their names from Jewish names. They had to call Sarah and Abraham. Every Jew had to be called that. They changed their clothing. They had to wear it so they should blend into the goyim. They had to wear this star to show her origin, things like that. Mamash, it was clear. You could see the hashgacha, that it was a lesson, a message. Very good. Okay. Mado deich midoyde. Let's just do one more puzzle, because we've got to finish before, well before Pesach. Mado deich midoyde halyofa banoshim. What does your beloved one, what's so special about him? Doideich midoyde. What is so special about him from others? Hayofa Banoshim, most beautiful of the women. Madu Deich Midoid, how special or is what special is about him? Shekoch Ishpatonu, that you make such a shvua for us, that you make us swear such a shvua. Madu Deich Midoid Rashi, Kach Hoyu Sholin Humas Es Yisrael. The Yuma says Klal Yisrael. Ma Elekeichem Mikol Elekim Shekachatem Nisrofim Benitzlofim Alof. So now, Klal Yisrael asked the Umayis to swear that it made them swear that they're going to testify that Cholas Ava, that it was because of love that we were Meisei Nefesh out of love, how much we love Hashem. Now that the clout that the Umas were put on the spot, so now the Umas ask a question, say, what's this talk all about? Kach Hoyu Shalim Umas Es Yisrael, the Umas ask Klal Yisrael, Ma Elokeichem Mikol Elokim, such, what's your God so special? Shekachatem Nisrofim V'Nitzlovim Alof, that you're burned and you're hanged, you know, for him. Shekoche Hishpatonu, that you make a swear, Lohoid Loi Ala Avosecho. Madu deich mi doich. So first he's asking, what's so special about him that you went to give your life? Madu deich mi doich shekoche yishpatonu. That you made shekoche yishpatonu lohoi loy alavosecho.
Are you making the Omer swear?
What's this? What's that kasha? What's the second kasha? Madu deich mi doich shekoche. Rashi says. This, the first one I understand. They say, "Hey, why do you love him so much that you're willing to give up your life?" But the second one is shekoch ishbatonu, that you made us swear that we're going to be made. And Rashi says shekoch ishbatonu, you made us swear lohoyed loy to testify to him alav osecho.
So he's asking, why do you love him so much that you want us to swear?
Mm-hmm. No, what's so special about him that you want us to be made ala vasech? I guess what he's saying is, why do you care so much if he knows how much you love him?
Oh, but kiviyachal, man, who says Hashem knows how much we love him?
What?
Who says Hashem knows how much you
know? Well, Hashem knows, but they don't have to know that. They look at Klai and say, you're now concerned with two things. You're ready to give your life for Hashem. I don't get it. We don't give our lives for our religion. That's beyond us. And you want us to come and testify. The Umas Ha'ilam, the enemies, the people who afflicted you, should come and testify that how much you love Hashem. What's the kasha? Why are they madodech mido? How special is he that you want us to testify? In other words, he has to be so special if you want to make sure that he knows how much you love him.
I'm not sure what to do.
That's a way
what? To question. I guess.
I want to know why. What are the goyim asking? They're saying, what is so special about your beloved that you want us to testify to your love of him?
What is supposed so special about?
What? That's what it says. Ma doy deich mi doy. What is he so special? Why is he excelling? He's above everybody else. Shekoch yishbatonu lohoi loy al havosecho. It sounds like there's two things. You love him. I don't understand why you love him. I don't understand why it makes such a difference to you whether he knows how much you love him. In other words, maybe that's the only thing I can think of. That's maybe expressive of the relationship. The relationship is not just one way. You know, we love him. We want him to appreciate how much we love him so he can reciprocate in that relationship. His love to us means so much that he should reciprocate, that he should know how much we love him.
How does that answer the question?
What?
How does that answer the question?
They say, so why are you so concerned that he knows how much you love him? If he wouldn't be so important to you, if he wouldn't be so special, then why do you care if he knows how much you love him? Why do you care? If you're nothing to me, I don't care if you know how much I love you. But if somebody is precious
to you... Well, if you love him, then he's obviously not nothing to you.
No, good, but if someone is precious to you, you want him to know that you love him. You want to express... In other words, it's like an expression
without
of love.
The reciprocation.
What?
You just
what?
Want him to know so that he should know for
that's
his own
right.
good feeling.
Well, okay. I don't know which way. You're right. Either way.
But is that really a question? If you're willing to give up your life for someone, is it really a question that you have to, like, oh, why would you want them to know how much you love them? Like... You obviously love them to a very...
No, but why do you care if they know? Why doesn't know? In other words, it's a one-sided love. That's the difference. I think that's the point. The point is not a one-sided, I love Hashem. It's a relationship. I love him, and I also have to have him know how much that I love him. Because I want that relationship. The knowledge of the love is what creates the relationship. The love is the thing. There are people that are in love with a famous person, a place, whatever. You know, they have this. Kids usually that they're infatuated. This, you know, I love him. But that's part of it. But there's no relationship there. But when I let him know, I send him a letter. I say, so and so, I'm your biggest fan. I love you. I'm crazy about you. That's a different level. Now it's becoming, or at least we're attempting to make it into a relationship. So I think the best understanding of this would be is that the Klal Yisrael is concerned not just that Hashem should that Hashem should not just what not just the pshat that the goyim see two things. They see two strange things. They have such a love for Hashem that they're ready to give their lives, and they have such a sense of relationship that it's not enough to them. They love him, fine, good. No, they want him to know. They want him to know. What is it about him that he must know? You must have a relationship. See, if it's just that he must know in order to reward you, so then what's the kasha? Yeah, I want him to know, so I want him to pay me back. It doesn't seem to be that. It must be like, what are you concerned about? You want edus. I want him to know. I wanted to forge a relationship. This relationship means something. They can't understand what kind of relationship is that. Mother day for me. Not only do you want to give your life for him, but you care whether he knows as well, which means you're concerned about the relationship. Okay.